HarperCollins presents Bad Graces by Kyrie McCauley. Read by Jean Sequia.
For quiet girls with feral hearts. For loud girls with secret ones. And for Adia Wren, who has the biggest heart of all. Prologue. If you don't look closely, you might think that the girl is asleep. You would be wrong on two counts. First, that she is asleep, and second, that she is a girl. Her eyes are closed, and her cheeks are roses, wind-bitten but flushed with the promise of blood and life. If you don't lean in, you won't smell the sweet, sour death notes in the air around her, or notice that though the warmth hasn't quite left her face, the tips of her fingers are already a bright cerulean blue. They are the color of the Morpho butterfly, or a clear spring sky, or a bluebird when the sun strikes his feathers just so. They are also the color of death. The skin of her shoulders is too pale, her bloodlessness stark against the brilliant growth of dark green moss all around her. She is sprawled on a raised mound of pine needles and earth, and a trail of small indigo mushrooms circles her head, not unlike a crown. From a distance, the soft dusting of blade-shaped scales above her ears could be mistaken for white blonde hair, and the protrusions from her back would stay hidden underneath the strange stillness of her body. Strange, if you think she's merely asleep. Not so strange if you know she's dead. Stranger still are her wings, but they are folded and broken underneath her, undiscovered by your curious gaze. She lies on the forest floor, body broken, a single drop of blood smeared on the edge of her lip. It is nearly dry now, its color darkened from the brilliant flash of fresh blood. The maroon looks like a bit of smudged lipstick, forgotten from the night before. The night before, when she had still been alive. She had stretched those wings out, testing their weight as well as her own resolve. She'd climbed to the highest edge of cliff on their island, overlooking the sea. It was a view unmatched by any other her whole life. Whether that life was 1,000 years ago, or perhaps just one, it was hard for her to say. Time made less sense here. She'd faced the vast open ocean ahead of her, and she'd seen only the dark nothingness of the midnight sea. Endless miles of water surrounding her completely all this time. Some days it had felt like a prison around her, and other days a refuge. But now it was time to go home. Time to launch her body off the cliff edge and let the air whip across these wings she'd once cursed but now prayed to. "Don't let me fall," she had asked the wind, her wish a silent echo repeating in her mind as she crept forward until her toes were exposed over the cliff. With only air beneath them, she felt a sharp tug at her navel from deep inside. Gravity was lying in wait like a leviathan in the water, ready to pull her down to the sharp rocks and inky darkness below. It could have been sheer desperation that finally forced her feet from the edge just as dawn broke over the sea. The kind of desperation that comes when all other options have been exhausted. But the truth is that it was love that made her take that final, terrible step over the edge. Love tempered by fires that few ever knew in their lifetime. Love that made her not only willing to take the risk, but eager to take it, simply for the hope of it all. She fell so fast she barely remembered to stretch her wings, but she did remember, and she gasped when the wind caught beneath them. She rose quickly after that, catching a warm thermal draft that lifted her up away from the rocks until she circled over the island, a small speck among the cotton candy clouds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?